Healthy numbers of salmon are reaching their Kuskokwim spawning grounds this season, according to state standards. Across salmon species, state-issued escapement goals are being met. These goals are set to help ensure sustainable runs and future subsistence harvest. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is operating 6 weirs on Kuskokwim tributaries to monitor king salmon escapement. Each weir continues to track between the 5- and 10-year average for kings. Nick Smith is a researcher with the department and points out that the numbers show consistency with recent runs.
The 5- and the 10-year averages have included those years of low productivity. So to be tracking the 5- and 10-year average is telling us right now that, you know, we're following the same general pattern we've seen over the last 5 to 10 years.
High water prevented 4 of the 6 weirs from gaining accurate counts earlier in the summer. The water level has slowly dropped, and this week, the water level along the upper river main stem lowered to its historical average for the first time this season. The 2 weirs able to gain accurate counts for the entire season indicate a familiar set of numbers. The George River weir is tracking right under the 20-year average for king escapement and has now reached all the way to the upper end of its escapement goal. The Salmon River Pitcas Fork weir is tracking with the 2017 king salmon run. Escapement goals for king salmon aerial surveys have been met for the following tributaries: the Salmon River Pitcas Fork, Chinitna, Gagarai, and Halitna. Other salmon species are logging more robust runs. Chum salmon have surpassed their escapement goal at the Karugaluk River weir, the only weir with an escapement goal for chum. Meanwhile, red salmon escapement is tracking above average at the 3 weirs that have escapement goals for this species, the Guikluk, Salmon, and Karugaluk rivers.